Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Lamed Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins with the beginning of the fourth perek, as you can see at the top part of Daf Lamed Beis. Before we begin the Gemara, we glance at the side where we have a topic heading. Baal Shesholach Get Al Yedei Shaliach, a husband that sent a divorce document through an agent, V'achakach Menase Levatel HaGet, and then, after the document is en route to his wife, he wants to cancel. We will have a double underline marking, highlighting the expression Harei Ze Botel. In other words, whatever is described as his means of canceling the divorce, we've highlighted where you can see the result is it being an effective cancellation. Now the Mishnah. Hashalech get lishto. A man sent a divorce document to his wife through an agent. Vigia bashaliach, he caught up with the agent. O shesholach achrav shaliach, or the husband sent another agent to meet up, to catch up with the first one, carrying the get. V'omar lo, and said to the agent, carrying the get, get shenosati loch botel hu. The get that I gave you is botel. Botel is an expression meaning voided. Hareze botel. So if he uses that expression, get shenosati loch botel hu, it's an effective means of canceling. When we get into the Gemara, we're going to discover that the expression that a husband must use, or the expression contained within the message, must be of a future connotation. In other words, not that the get was always no good, because we're talking about a get that was written properly. It was a kosher, effective instrument for creating the separation, resulting in the divorce. Therefore, the language of cancellation must indicate something from, we'll say, a present to future tense, as opposed to past, that it had already been voided. That would be ineffective. More on this topic we will see later. The Mishnah continues, Kidem Eitzel Ishto. If the husband met up with the wife before the shliach got to her, or he sent an agent to her, the Omar law, and said to the woman, let it be known that get shishalach diloch botelu, the get that I sent to you is voided. Hare ze botel, that is also an effective means of stopping the divorce. Im mishigia get liyoda, shuv eino yochol levatlo. If, however, she received the get, and then he says, well, the get that you received is not to be effective, that's ineffective. That's no way of canceling the divorce. The divorce already took place. It's a fait accompli. Rashi, in fact, says that in the Gemara, when addressing this section of the Mishnah, we'll ask, is this not obvious that it's not that Eino Yochol Levatlo, that it's already too late? We continue. Borishona Hoyoisa Beisdin Bemokim Acher Umevatlo. Originally, the husband wouldn't void the get in front of the agent or in front of the wife. Rather, he would set up a Beisdin. Now, the term Beisdin has a connotation of setting up three people and declare in front of them that the get is botel. Hiskin Rabban Gamliel Hazokin Shelo Yuosin came with Nei Tikkun Olam. Rabban Gamliel Hazokin established that that is not to be done because of Tikkun Olam. Let's read Rashi Mipnei Tikkun Olam Shashuach She'eino Yodei Badavar, the agent that doesn't know about what the husband had done in front of that court. So Malicho Law, he will carry the get to the woman, V'hi Niseis Bo, and she'll think that she's divorced, marry a second husband. In the meantime, the get had been voided, and she'll have children with the... She's still a married woman as a result of the voiding of the get, and she'll marry someone else. And, of course, if she has children, they would be illegitimate. They would be mamzerim. The Gemara. Now, before we begin the actual Gemara, we glance at the side where a topic heading appears in Osei. HaGemara Masbira Kol Ma Kol Mishpat Shel HaMishnah Bo L'Chadesh. As we go down the Gemara, if you notice by skimming ahead, which is an activity we always encourage one to do in Gemara markings, let your eye skim ahead and try to appreciate what's going to take place. There are framed lines. They are quotes from the Mishnah, at which point we're going to be asking what does each section teach us. So we begin the Gemara. He gi'o lo katani, the language of the Mishnah, fourth word of the Mishnah. Man sent a get to his wife, and we know the husband wants to cancel it. It says he met up with the agent, but the term he gi'o doesn't appear, rather, elo hi gi'a. So what's the difference? The word hi gi'o means or implies that the husband intentionally pursued the agent. That was his goal. He reached up with him. Higia implies that he met up without a chance fashion. Rashi says Higio have mashma shirodaf achro visigo, that the husband pursued him deliberately and reached and caught up with him. So the word Higia, as the Gemara says, va'afilu memela, that even means even a chance meeting with the shaliach, and the husband in this chance meeting with him says, I want to void the get. It is effective. Rashi says, Vafilu memelo shenishtaya shlich bederach, the agent tarried en route, Vahoya lo loze derech lishavro, and the husband had for some other reason, some business reasons, let's say, for example, to be on that road, and he met the tarrying agent. Vafilu hachi botel, even so, the get will be botel. Why would you have thought otherwise? So the Gemara goes on to say, v'loi amrinon, and we don't say, litzura hu dekomachaveh, that the husband's intention is just to frustrate the woman. Rashi says on this, v'lo amrinon, we don't say the following. Now, there are four lines now that you see in Rashi that one does not say. What should we not say? That ein b'daitu levatlo, the husband's intention is not really to cancel the get, elo litzur ba'alma chodesh chodshayim, to frustrate her for a month or two, shim hoya b'daitu levatlo, if the husband was really full of intention to cancel hoya rodei v'achrov levtuli, he would have pursued the agent to cancel it. So this is what the Mishnah tells us, that even if it's a chance meeting, his voiding of the get is with serious intention, and she is not divorced, and we don't say that the husband was simply there to frustrate. The frustration would be that he's holding up the inevitable divorce. That we don't say. But when he cancels the get, he truly means to cancel it, and she remains fully married to her husband. The Mishnah had said, Oy shesholach achrov shaliach lomali. in addition to the husband meeting up with the agent, the Mishnah presented the case of the husband sending another agent to meet up with the agent. What do I need to tell you that for? So, Mahu Detema, one would have thought otherwise. Lo alimo shlichuse de basra, mishlichuse de kamo de livtele. That the second agency is not as strong as the first agency, and hence incapable of canceling the first agency. Komash Malon, so the Mishnah reveals to us that a second agent has the power, that's of course vested in him by the husband, to cancel the first agent. Kidam hu etzel ishto lomali, what is revealed in the Mishnah by the describing the husband reaching the woman before the agent and canceling the get in her face. So why need that be taught? Mahu detemo, I would have thought without it, ki lo amrinon litzuro komechavein, when is it that we don't say he's just trying to frustrate her by holding up the get? Hani mini lishaliach, that's when the husband meets up with the agent. But with the husband going directly to the wife, there one would think that he's simply trying to frustrate her by suggesting to her that the get is not a get, when he really does intend to divorce her. Komash Malon, so the Mishnah tells us, no, he's not there to frustrate her. He's there to issue an authentic reversal or avoidance of the divorce. O shesholach etzlo shaliach lomo li, why need that be taught that the husband sent an agent to her? So mahu detema, one might have thought, ihu hu delo torach adaito litzura, the husband, if he got out of the comfort of his seat to go to his wife, so there he's being quite serious. He's not just trying to litzire, to frustrate her. Avol shaliach dalich baslei, but sending an agent to the woman where it doesn't bother the husband the efforts that the shliach has to invest. Ki torach vadai litzura komachavein. But with regard to a shaliach, where the husband doesn't care how much the shaliach troubles himself, under circumstances like that, one might have thought that the message the agent conveys to the woman that the get is batel is just to frustrate her. Komash Malon, the Mishnah reveals that voidance is authentic. It's a sincere voiding of the divorce. The Mishnah taught, im mishegia get liyodo eino yocho levaklo, if the woman was met up with after she already received the get, so it cannot be voided. Pshita, is that not obvious? It's already a fact that she has been divorced. Lo tzricha, the Mishnah is necessary under the following circumstances. We know that the husband was trying to void the divorce. For whatever reason, he wasn't successful. One might have thought, it becomes clear retroactively that when the husband or the agent actually does meet up with her, even though she already received the get, that it has been voided by, once again, by the efforts that were made up till that point. Komash Molon, the Mishnah reveals to us that we don't look at the efforts put in, we look at simply the order of events. If she received the get before the actual information of voidance reached her, the get is binding, she is divorced, and we don't place any premium or any validity to the voidance that we hear right now. Before we continue, we glance at the side of the Gemara. We have a Nosei, a topic heading, where we've written Lishonos Shel Bittul Haget, different terms that would constitute or not constitute the cancellation of the divorce. Tana Rabbanan, Botel Hu, Ef Shibo, if the message was that the get is Botel, we saw that actual language in our Mishnah, or he said, get shenasati loch ef shibo, the get that I gave you, if the husband is speaking to the agent, of course, he says, the get that I gave you, ef shibo, I can't accept it, or I can't tolerate it, dvorov kayomin, the words are meaningful, they're binding, in other words, it's a voidance. And on a technical level, we must add that it has the future connotation, or from present to future connotation, as opposed to a statement concerning the past. However, if he were to say, posel hu, the get that I gave you is posel, is not valid, or eino get, it's not a divorce document, lo omar klum, those phrases would have no effect on voiding the get. They're meaningless. The Rashi says, posel hu, lo mashma de'ihu mevatel le, it doesn't sound like the husband is now canceling, ela moitzi olov shame psul v'haleka, he's simply declaring that the document is not a legally correct or binding document. Well, that's not true. Rashi goes on to say, "Lo omar klum v'zocha bo al korcho," and she'll receive that document against his will, so to speak. V'im yesh lo bal choiv goive oisa b'shvilo v'fisher kol halashoynis halolu loshen osid hein v'hoyo v'kibla eino yocho lachzor boi. We must point out a mistake that we just made. We read this Rashi prematurely. Mitzvah Shem will get back to this Rashi. In the meantime, we just saw a Tanaic source that pointed out several different expressions, some of which would be effective and some of which would not be effective. And we indicated already a few times that in order for the voidance of the get to be effective, it has to be an expression indicating from, let's say, present tense onwards, not a past tense expression. The Gemara, with that in mind, now raises a question. This question is a long question. And on the side of the Gemara, we have a tat nosei, a subtopic heading, im loshen bitul haget, Loshen Osid, if the language of the cancellation of the divorce has a present to future tense set to it, that's a Loshen Osid, literally means future tense, Oz Hu Mo'il, then it's effective. Loshen Ovar, if it's a past tense declaration concerning the document, Oz Eino Mo'il, then it's not effective. The mashma, if you use a past tense expression, it implies shu'omer shaget hoya posel kisheino kain. You're implying that the divorce document is not legitimate. It was never a kosher document to begin with, when that is not the case. So now we turn back to the Gemara. Lameimra de botel lishna de livtil mashma? Are you saying that the language of botel, which we saw, of course, in the Mishnah, and we saw it here in this Brisa, has the future connotation? V'homa rabo bar evo omarav sheshes. V'yamri lo, another version of names. Omar rabo bar avuha. Mekabel matona. Sh'omar la'acher shebosa matono liyodoi. Someone who has received a document, a shtar matona, in other words, a title to property as a gift, or a document indicating that something is being transferred to the one who's holding this document as a gift. And after the individual received the document, it is then said to him, the giver says, Matonazu mevutelesi, tibotel, efshiba, three different expressions, lo omar klum, it's not effective. And the receiver of the gift keeps the gift. It's his. And on this, Rashi says, the Rashi that we had read earlier prematurely, now's the time to read it. Lo amar klum, v'zocha bo al korcho. The receiver of the gift receives it, even though the giver indicated his displeasure with it. Too bad. V'im yesh lo bal chov, goyve oysa b'shvilo. All of these expressions have a future connotation to them. And since he's received it already, the giver can't back out. These expressions indicate that the gift is to be voided. I don't approve of your receiving the gift, but he's already received it. So it's, well, as Rashi says, these are loshen osid. These are future terms, and hence it's too late once he's already received the matona, the gift. We continue in the Gemara, betelohi, and we've dashed underline that because that's the key word in this discussion. Or eino matona, dvorov kayomin. The words are meaningful. The term betelohi, Rashi says, mashma betelohi sumikodem shikibalti. It's voided before I even received it. Hidas baldin kamei edim domi. The confession of the one who is the center of the case is like the admission or like the testimony of 100 witnesses. Vare oimer, here you, the receiver of the maton, is saying, Shalo Zochaba, that he never intended to receive it, never intended to accept it. V'chozeres lanosin, it goes back to the giver. And this is in contrast with the first expressions, where we said the Makabel Matona, the receiver of the gift, who says after he received the gift, well, that this gift is Mifutelas Tibotel or Yefshiba. Well, after you receive the get, you're saying these expressions or those expressions would have the future connotation to them. So, of course, that's ineffective. You already received the gift. Here, the receiver of the gift is saying, "Betelohi or eino matona." He's in effect saying that the gift that you see in my hands, I never really accepted. So that has a past tense connotation to it. Therefore, what he says is meaningful. What we see from here is Alma Botel Meikora Mashma, as the Gemara says at the bottom line. By saying Botel, you're implying that from the past, I never accepted it. The Rashi that we started, we're going to read again, Betelohi, Mashma Betelohi Samikodim Shikibalti. It implies that it was botel from the very outset. Hoiduas baldin kamei edim domi. The center of the case here is the receiver of the gift. Of the gift is like the testimony of 100 witnesses. Vareomer shelo zochabon. He's telling us I never accepted it. V'chozeres lanosin, and it goes back to the giver, the gift or whatever item was contained was specified in the document. Goes back to the original owner. V'hochinami tanya l'kamo b'pirkin, and it's also taught thusly in a brisa later in this chapter. Kosavti v'nosati sodet plonius l'ploni v'omer lo kosav v'nosan li hodoas baldin kamei edim domi v'hainami d'omar b'teilo hoiso mikodim l'chein ne'mon. Just like in that case that's taught later in the perek, we say that the confession or the revelation of the Baal Din is like 100 witnesses, and we believe him, so to hear, we believe him. Bottom line, what is it? that the Lashon Botel indicates past tense, that from the very outset it was not binding. In this case, from the very outset, the gift was a gift that I never accepted. So if that's the case, when you're dealing with the get, how can you say the get voidance is good when you're saying the get was never a good get, when that's not true? Omar Abaye, Botel, we continue at the top of Amud Beis, Shtei Lishonos Mashma. The term Botel has two implications. Mashma de Botel and Mashma de Liftel. It has actually both seemingly opposite connotations. Gabi get, Lishna de Mahani be Komar, Gabi Matona, Lishna de Mahani bo Komar. In each case, he would use the term Botel in a way that it would be effective. So that, as Rashi says at the top, Shtei Lishonos Mashma, Kevan de Hochi Hu, since it has both connotations, as opposed to the other expressions, Botel has both connotations. Stama de milsa kitoyin inish milsum de mahanyu milse kotoyin. When a person is saying something, you can assume he's saying something that should, that would be effective for him. That, once again, is in a case when you have a, we'll say, a flexible expression. Some cases, as we saw, the expression is simply has a very clear connotation, and if you're going to say something that's inaccurate, so it's not going to be effective. Omar Abaye, Nikitinon. We have a tradition. Shliach matono hare hu kishliach haget. The agent for conveying a gift, and again, when we speak about a gift, we're speaking about a document that indicates someone is to receive a gift, is like an agent for conveying a get. The comparison shows us that there's a possibility of voiding the agency provided it is prior to the receiver actually acquiring or receiving the matana. Nafkamina lehoilech lav kizchi domi. The practical application of this, of having made this statement, this parallel, is that if you say to an agent, "Holech matona zulaploni," don't understand the word "holech" as zche or zchi. Zchi means receive on someone's behalf. In general, if I want to give something to a particular receiver, and I'm not in his vicinity, I can call an outsider, a third party, and say, take this on so-and-so's behalf. If I say that, as soon as the third party takes the item, so the receiver is considered the owner. That's called zechia. Here, there's a chiddush. There's quite a point of novelty. And that is that even though to receive a gift is considered a beneficial thing, it's a positive thing to receive a gift, nevertheless, if you tell an agent, holech, that's not the equivalent of saying, accept it on his behalf. And as a result, since it's not an instant gift, it's not an instant receipt, there remains the window of time during which the original giver can void it. Ravina Ashkechei, the Rav Nachman Yitzchok, the Toli v'koy b'ivro de dosha. Ravina met Rav Nachman leaning at the entrance to a doorway. Literally was leaning on the doorpost. V'komibayalei, and he raised the question, Botel Mahu. The word Botel, without adding the word who, just saying Matana zu Botel, or Get zu Botel, without the word who added to it, what connotation does that have? you should just note that in the Mishnah, when Batel appeared, we saw Batel who. Likewise in the Brisa, we saw Batel who. What about Batel without the word who? Does that have a past tense connotation? And in the case of a get, for example, it would not be effective. Or, even without the word who, do we say, like we said above, that it has the double, the flexible connotation, and whatever would be effective is what he intends for it? So that question remains tekum, remains unresolved. Omar Rav Sheshes, v'amri lo b'masni satana, either Rav Sheshes, some versions have it taught in a Tanaic source, and here we go again with a number of different expressions. Getze, lo yo'il, lo yatir, lo ya'aziv, lo yishlach, v'lo yigaresh, yehei cheres, cheres is earthenware, yehei cheres, dvorav kayomen. All of these expressions, and I don't believe there's any point right now to attempting literal translations of these things, just the principle is what we have to see from here. All of these expressions are effective. However, if he says, Eino mo'il, Eino matir, Eino ma'aziv, Eino mishaleach, Eino megaresh, cheres hu, kecheres hu, lo omar klum. He has said nothing. You'll notice in the first part of this source, we saw a reference to cheres, clay, like a earthenware or a shard. Expression in the first part was yehei cheres, let it be like cheres, let it be like a piece of clay, meaning not a get. That's future tense, so it's effective. If you say cheres hu, it is like a piece of clay, then lo amar klum, it's not effective. Why? Because you're saying it has been all along like a piece of clay, and that's simply not true. Ibayaloho, the Gemara asks, Hare hu cheres mahu. What about that expression? Again, here's a question using a term very similar to that which we saw, but we didn't see this exact phrase in the source. Does this have a future connotation and hence would be effective, or past tense and not effective? Omar le Ravina le Ravacha bre de Rava. The Amri Law, another version of the names Rav Acha Bre de Rava Le Rav Ashi. He answers the question by saying, "My Shno, what's the difference between Harehu Cheres and Me Harehu Hektish, Harehu Hefker?" When you want to, let's say, sanctify something, so you say Harehu Hektish. That's a future connotation. You're taking something that was mundane and you're declaring it Hektish, or Harehu Hefker. You're taking something that was owned and you're declaring it now to be unowned. Those are effective expressions, and hence Hare Hu Cheres would also have the future connotation and be effective. And as you can see, we have a slash mark indicating that which follows is a new idea, and on the side we have a no say, a topic heading, Achrei Shebitel Haget, after a husband canceled the divorce, Hayim yochol lachzor ligarish bo? Can he use it later for the divorce? Yesh lehavhir dehoder minan botel. We have to emphasize and clarify that when we say botel hakavona shebitel hashlichus lemesir saget, he's voided the agency for the conveyance of the get. So now the question is, once he's voided that agency, can he at some later point use that get for divorce? Now the Gemara. Chozer umegaresh bo, o eino chozer umegaresh bo, can after his voidance, can he use it to divorce his wife or not? Rav Nachman omar chozer umegaresh bo, v'Rav Sheshes omar eino chozer umegaresh bo. As you can see, we have a Amoraic controversy on this. Vilchus kavose to Rav Nachman, and the Gemara rules like Rav Nachman, that says chozer umegaresh bo, that you can use this divorce document later to divorce her. Eini, is that so? V'ha kaimalon vilchus kavose to Rabbi Yochanan. Well, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan Diomar Choseres. Now this is extremely terse. Without Rashi, there is probably no way to understand the Gemara. So we go immediately to Rashi. Kurab Yochanan, right across from here, Rashi is Kurab Yochanan Omar Choseres, Bekidushin Perakoyim Lechavero, in the third parak of Kedushin, Omar Leisha, man says to his wife, Hiskachi li b'mois alo l'achar shloshim. A man offers a woman money and says, be married unto me with these monies that I'm giving you now after 30 days. In other words, that the marriage will take effect 30 days from now. V'chozra ba b'soich shloshim. And she recants within 30 days. Botlu ha-kiddushin. The marriage is canceled. Hoyol ubat lasan koyim shiucholin. Since her reversal, her rejection, was at a point in time before they took hold. Hochinami, so too, liftil gita. Say the same thing over here, that the get is botel. The Gemara responds, Hochi hashta, how can you compare the cases of the voidance of the get with the example of the woman backing out of the kiddushin? Hasam, in the case of the kiddushin, dibur v'dibur hu. The initial offering of marriage was a function of speech. His marriage to her was through the speech whereby he offered her marriage, and she conceded. She agreed to the marriage initially. Osi dibur mevatel dibur. Her subsequent speech, namely her rejection of her initial acceptance, it has the strength. Speech cancels speech. Rashi adds the cash that she had received doesn't become non-currency. If he wants to use that money later on, he can use it to marry her. But the reason that Rabbi Yochanan rules over there that the marriage is off is that osi dibur mevatel dibur. V'hacha, here in the case of the bittul of the get, nehi debatle l'shlichusa d'shliach, granted, the agency for conveyance of the get has been voided. Gita gufe mi kabotil, the document itself as a divorce document, is that being voided? No, it's not being voided. So therefore, Rav Nachman, acknowledging Rabbi Yochanan's ruling there in the case of Kedushin, will still say that the divorce document itself, even though the agency was canceled, the divorce document was not canceled, and he can use that later on for divorcing his wife, even though prior to this he had canceled the agency for its conveyance. Now we see, of course, this is a quote from the Mishnah, which told us that originally husbands who wanted to void the divorce from kicking in, he would set up a court of three, or a court, we'll see, that's going to be debated in the Gemara exactly how many, but he would speak to them, and that would be his method of voiding the divorce. On the side of the Gemara, we have a nosei. It says, Lefnei takonas Rav Gamliel, before the ruling of Rav Gamliel that forbade husbands from doing that, setting up groups of people and voiding it to them instead of going to the shliach himself. Shadayin HaBayal, before the takon Rav Gamliel, the Baal still was yochol levatil, had the power to void the divorce. Bifnei kama mevatel, in front of how many must he issue his reversal, his voidance? Machlokis, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes. As we when we continue on in the Gemara, diamonds will appear, and under our Mivneh heading, the diamonds highlight Mekoros Shel Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, the sources for each one of the opinions. The double underline marking you'll see is used as shtei nisyonos lahatzig mekor shel Rav Nachman. Two attempts on the part of the Gemara to find a source or a basis for Rav Nachman. And the squiggle underline you'll see appears in the Gemara where each one rejects what the other one says. Dechi Yosef shel Hasheni. The Gemara. Itmar, v'fnei kama hu mevatlo. Before the takona of Rabbi Gamliel, in front of how many did the husband have to issue his bittul, his voidance? Rav Nachman Amar b'fnei shnayim, Rav Sheshes Amar b'fnei shlosha. Rashi says, four lines from the bottom, b'fnei shnayim, b'shlomo gabi dino de mamona boyinon shlosha. Granted, in cases, in court cases involving monetary matters, a court cannot be any less than three. Avol hacha, yidei ba'amu, betray, saki. Here, it's just a matter of informing. The husband is informing that he wants to void the divorce. He wants to cancel the divorce. That's a matter of just informing. It's not a matter of ruling on something. Hence, two would be enough. Rav Sheshes says you need to have three. That was the original law, that the husband, if he wants to void the divorce, wants to stop the divorce, he would have to say so in front of three. Rav Sheshes Omer b'fnei shlosha beis din kotoni. Rav Sheshes says, I know the number three because the Mishnah itself used the term beis din. We have a little arrow. You can use the arrow to navigate back to Amud Aleph, where you see in the Mishnah it said Borishono Isa beis din, and beis din, the minimum of a court is three. For Rav Nachman Omar b'fnei shnayim. Rav Nachman, who said in front of two, lebei treinami beis din kori lahu, in referring to two, when making reference to two, that could apply, that the term basin can apply to two as well. Omar, so that the fact that the Mishnah says b'fnei beis din doesn't mean three. The term basin can refer to two as well. Omar Rav Nachman, Mano Amin Allah, from where do I know that two is the number? Disnan, and we have a Tanaic source, which deals with the topic of Prusbel. We're not going to dwell on Prusbel now because in a few Dapim, the Gemara will be focusing on this topic, but it has to do with the with loans that a person had extended, and when the Shemitah year comes, and comes and goes, when it passes, the end of the Shemitah year cancels outstanding loans. So people who lent money will not be able to collect their loans. The rabbis saw that people would not loan money because of their fear that the Shemitah would cancel it. So a legal institution was created whereby a person would give his documents to the court, and the court would collect the loans, and that way you're not in voidance of the Torah's prohibition where the private individual is warned not to try to collect loans after the Shemitah year. But once your loans are in the control of the court, so the Torah restriction doesn't apply anymore. Now in doing so, a document is prepared indicating that a person is assigning his bills of collection to the court. And that's the Prusbel, the Snan. Mosrani Lefnechem, person declares in a document, he says, I'm giving to you, and we continue at the top of Daf Lamed Gimel, Ploni uploni hadayonim shebemokom ploni. The text would continue on, but for our purposes, that is what we want to focus on. He says, the creditor says to the court, I'm giving to you, and he mentions names of the judges, you, number one, and you, number two, hatayonim, the judges. What do we see from here? We see that a unit of two people can be called judges, a court. For Rav Sheshes, what's his response to that? He says, do you think that the Tana is some type of merchant that has to display all his wares? Meaning, the source says, Plony, you Plony. Truth is that there's a third person as well, but the Tana doesn't specify each one in a particular fashion. Otu Tana ki ruchla lechshe velizil, is the Tana like a ruchla? Ruchla is a merchant that displays all of his wares. The Tana got the ball rolling, said Plony, you Plony. In truth, there really is someone else there, but the Tana didn't specify it. He's not there to lay out all his wares, so to speak. So Rav Sheshes says, this source is not convincing that two would be called a court. Well, with that in mind, Omar Rav Nachman, Mano Amin Olo, we have to find a better source for Rav Nachman holding two is considered a court. Disnan, Hadayonim Chosmin Lemata Oy Ha'edim. Source that we just read, you can see Rashi refers to this on the second line from the top. Chosmin lamato gabi pruzbul tnan lo maseches shvias. Continuing in the topic of the pruzbul that we just mentioned, this teaching appears. It says that the judges sign at the bottom or the witnesses. My love, how are we to understand this source? Dayonim dumyo diedim. There's a comparison in this source, and you can see with the dashed underline how the two words appear in this very phrase. And it's meant to compare judges to witnesses. Ma edim shnayim, just like the minimum number of witnesses is two. Af dayanim nami shnayim. So too, when you have the need for judges, two is also considered a court. V'rav Sheshes, what's his response to that? Mi di irya? Does one thing necessarily bind me to the other? Each one as it is. Meaning, judges, three. If you're going to be signing, if judges are signing, three will sign. If it's witnesses signing, two will sign. Lomali lamisna dayonim, lomali lamisna edim. Why teach the signing of judges and the signing of witnesses? Certainly if each one is going to be on its own, so obviously three judges would be sufficient, two witnesses would be sufficient. Rashi on the third line from the top says, Lomali lemisni danim o'edim, pshita desagi bahani o bahani, felisni edim v'adin ichas mi dayonim. You could have just as well taught me that judges sign, and I would understand. That's effective, and I figured, and I would understand that if Adam were to sign, that would be effective. The Gemara answers, Ha komashman. This Mishnah tells us the following chiddush: the lo shna kosuv beloshin dayonim v'chasmi Adam, the lo shna kosuv beloshin Adam v'chasmi dayonim. With regard to this level of, we'll say, precision, we are flexible. Namely, if the text of the Pruzbul is a judicial text as opposed to a testimonial, Rashi explains in practical terms, what do I mean by Lashon Vayonim, a judicial sounding text? So if you look at Rashi on the fourth line from the top, Lashon Vayonim, Kegon, Be, Dino, Havino, we were a court, Viosa Ploni, V'yomar lono mosrani lochem ploni uploni v'chule, and so-and-so came, and a creditor came and gave over his debts to us, and that was the body of the pruzbul, v'chas mi'edim, and at the bottom, the signatories appear as follows, b'loshen edis go, ish ploni aid. They sign so-and-so witness. So even though the text, the body of the text indicates a group of judges, and they sign on using the term aid, that would be okay. And Rashi goes on to say, "Veloshno kosu veloshin edus kagon." A testimonial document would read as follows: "Duchron saduso dehavi the anpino the witnessing This is an attempt to record the witnessing of so and so appeared in front of us. V'chasmi lamato ani ploni dayon. And on the signature level, he would write, I so and so the judge. So as far as we're concerned, the language of the signing does not have to correspond to the language of the body of the text. That level of flexibility we have. But as far as Rav Sheshes is concerned, it would appear from this Gemara, you'll have to have a minimum of three, based on the way he responded on the second line from the top, regarding the numbers of judges required for the Prusbol, you really would have to have three. But the text of the document itself, needing to match the way it's signed, that we can be flexible on. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.